Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Chris Marshall, Executive Director of Halcyon House, with an update on their project.
Things are really coming together here in the work at Halcyon House. Can you kind of give us an update with where things are or what's left to be done?
We're getting really close. I think that we will be moving in sometime in March. Hopefully it'll be the middle, depending on what we have for inspections yet to go and anything to happen with that. We will be having furniture come in. All the bedroom furniture will come in the 9th of February. The rest of the furniture shortly thereafter, as well as pictures on the walls. Everything is done as far as flooring, except for a couple of hallways, and those will be done within the next couple of days. It's looking beautiful. Really happy with how it looks.
And standing here in one of the rooms that's pretty close to being complete, not quite, but pretty close, can you explain what will be featured in every room?
Every room will have furniture that includes a headboard, a nightstand, and a four-drawer dresser. Those are all made by Amish craftsmen, and those will be included for every bedroom, all 54. All that furniture is made out of solid cherry. Each room will have a 40-inch flat-screen smart TV that can be used. We'll supply every person with an LED light.
And the bathrooms are really nice, too. Can you explain what those look like?
The bathrooms are beautiful. We have a lot of tile in the bathrooms. The floor is tile, and we have a European shower in each of the bathrooms, 5-foot European shower that is tile all the way around, and then the wall behind that area is also 1-foot by 2-foot tiles. They're beautiful.
And for those who may not know what a European shower is, can you explain that?
The shower floor is just even with the floor of the bathroom. There's no barrier between the shower and the bathroom floor, so the shower floor is tilted towards the back. We have a 36-inch trough drain that all the water drains to, and it's going to be very handicap accessible.
And with that, every household also has the option for a bath if somebody wants it?
Correct. We have spa rooms in each of the households. That will include a whirlpool and other amenities that we have.
And each household has its own kitchen. And honestly, I wish I could put one of those kitchens in my house. Can you explain what those include?
Yeah, the kitchens are beautiful. The granite countertop is wonderful. We have very attractive backsplashes. We have induction cooktops, and we also have induction warmers. The warmers are under the counter on the preparation area and will heat pans through the granite. Very high tech.
And in this new addition also is the new beauty parlor and some space for doctor's visits. Can you walk us through what that's like?
All three of the households are connected by a hallway. That's kind of the back door entrance for each of the houses. But in that area, we have the offices for a lot of our nursing staff. We have a large beauty shop, and that will be open to the public some of the time, too, because we have independent contractors that will be operating in there. We have a doctor's office, and we've been talking with Dennis and his crew at the hospital, and we'll have a nurse practitioner that's here once a week and have office hours.
So it'll be nice and easy for people to get where they need to go, all within one building.
That's right. It's going to be great. The office hours for the nurse practitioner will be for all levels of care, not just the nursing facility, but also assisted living and independent living.
What have you heard from residents who have been watching the projects?
The residents who live here already are very excited, and they're very ready, just like the team members are, to have the households done. And we're finally seeing that point come to us.
That's been today's Washington Page with Chris Marshall, Executive Director of Halcyon House, with an update on their $10.5 million addition. For photos from the tour, visit kciiradio.com. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.